Hello everyone and welcome to my new podcast. My name is Stuart Harding and I am here 5 days per week from Monday to Friday to try and hopefully, with a little bit of luck, make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just remind you or let you know if you're new to my channel that if you would like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so via stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle your issue or issues on a forthcoming show. And if you would like to check out my music, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And the email address and this web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to this via, they should both be clickable as well. So as always, I have jotted down a title and some bullet points to help me through today's podcast. And today's podcast is entitled, I Don't Believe What I'm Trying to Affirm to Myself. And those of you who listen to me regularly will know that I write down daily affirmations each morning. And I do this because of the number of neural pathways that writing things down creates in our brains, which essentially helps me to hardwire my subconscious to believe what I'm writing down. But what if you're trying to affirm something to yourself, but you don't believe your own words? Well, this has actually happened to me, so I'd like to discuss this with you further. Because when I first started writing down affirmations, I stopped doing so shortly afterwards. And the reason that I stopped doing so is because I didn't believe the affirmation, I'm a consistently profitable trader, which I was writing down each morning. For those that are new to my podcasts, I trade the financial markets, and when I first started writing this daily affirmation down, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I didn't possess the skill set to be consistently profitable, so I felt like I was wasting my time and just deluding myself. However, I believe it was Muhammad Ali who said, "I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was." Because sometimes, as I alluded to yesterday, you have to visualize yourself achieving something or being someone before your subconscious can act to make your vision your reality. So sometimes telling yourself that you're something or someone, even if you don't yet believe it, is necessary to help you to visualize you being that someone or something. And what I started doing when I started writing down my daily affirmations again, where the aforementioned affirmation is concerned, is to tell myself that I am a consistently profitable trader. I just need to give my results time to catch up with the skill set that I now have, what with trading being largely about probabilities and a trader needing to let a big enough sample size of trades play out before their skill set, or their edge over the market as we call it, can yield them a profitable return. The first affirmation which I write down each morning is, I persist until I succeed. And by nature, I am a very doggedly persistent person. However, if you're not and you decide to write this down each morning, as I do, which I highly recommend doing, and you keep doing so, but doing so feels like delusion because you don't feel like you're a persistent person, then what you could do is remind yourself that you must be a persistent person to keep writing down the daily affirmation, I persist until I succeed, even though you don't believe it, and to keep doing so until you are a persistent person and you do succeed in convincing yourself that you are one. As I've said before, telling yourself one thing whilst a little voice in your head says the complete opposite is like driving with one foot pressed down on the accelerator pedal and the other foot pressed down on the brake pedal. And of course, you wouldn't expect to get anywhere driving like that. So how can we as people expect to get anywhere in life if we're adopting the same principle? The simple answer is we can't. But what we can do is make it easier for ourselves to take that foot of ours off of that brake pedal by silencing that little voice inside our head. And sometimes doing so can be as simple as us coming up with an alternative self-image which views our glass as half full and not half empty, as it were, which I've given you examples of, which is, to a large extent, at least in my experience, all that success and self-development are really about. And I think that here is where I would like to end today's show. But that is it from me for now, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and this style of podcasting. If you have, please rate this podcast if you've the option to do so, or my channel. Please rate that if you've the option to rate that as well. I believe that you doing either of the aforementioned helps my channels and my shows to rank in search results. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, then please feel free to share it or my channel out with your friends and family. I would greatly appreciate your support and you doing that. My aim is to reach, affect, and improve as many people's lives as possible. And of course, the more people you share my shows and my channel with, the more people and the more lives that I can improve. And just a reminder that if you would like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so via stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And as I said at the start of this show, I will endeavor to tackle your issue or issues on a forthcoming show. And if you would like to check out my music, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And as I said at the start of the show, both my email address and this web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to this via, they should both be clickable as well. But that is it from me for now, folks. I will be back tomorrow, which will be Friday, with the last of my podcasts for this week. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, stay positive, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for your time.